Hey guys, welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast Series 3, Episode 27, alright?
Ooh! Okay.
27.
Nice, Rai, nice.
Smacks the mic there. Might hear a big if you're listening.
Well, you did definitely that time, you know.
Yeah.
Bloody Police Academy stuff.
Not seen it.
Well, you know the reference of the guy who makes all the sound effects, don't you?
No.
Why are you making this difficult, Rai?
Just say yes and move on.
Yeah, it's good, man.
It's good.
That's good.
Great reference, Stephen.
Name one thing he says then,
sandwiches.
What the
fuck? Oh, I'm going to have to watch all 28 Police Academies now.
How many?
I think there's been a lot, but maybe not 28. Anything that gets to number 27, 28 is fucking dying on its arse, that's for sure. Speaking of which, I'm joined by Ryan Lark.
Yay, Ryan!
Ryan!
On the other side, we have Max Smith.
Hello there!
Max. We're soon to be joined by Tom Looney. Anyway, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Yes, the potty sea has been somewhat more irregular recently. It's just purely because of the dying viewing figures. And I imagine listenerships, but I don't check that. But I appreciate you still.
I hope the people that have stopped listening have died, because what other excuse is there, you know?
This is it.
You know, that's the best.
Not from you know, topping themselves, if you will. Purely from just natural causes.
Yeah, old age. really big in the retirement home scene, I think.
They need to sleep. It's just going to be less and less until we're just weaning you off the podcast at the moment.
Yeah.
Running out of things to say. We're not going to get guests, because why put someone in that chair that we don't fucking care about, you know?
That's it, man.
You've done something else, have you? Great. I don't care. We want to ask Ryan how much he'd suck off his dad for.
It's just different questions like that every week.
Yeah.
That's it.
And
that's what you get here,
I'm
guys.
I'm running out of things to say.
I mean, that was after episode one.
Yeah.
Is that something that's genuinely come on your conscience? Oh, God. I'm starting to run out of material. Yeah, I'm not as blabbery as I used to be. Anyway, well, I'm sure we'll still do specials if and when. But it's just going to be not as often, because it's not worth my time.
Well, you just got to look at it, you know, Tom's leaving.
Ryan's going off for his pantomime.
Ryan's got his pantomime thing.
You've got your twitch.
Yeah.
Going to talk to her about that. Some of the syllables were there in that sentence.
That's good, I like that. Yeah, I really like that.
Great episode.
It was the bank holiday weekend.
Woo.
What did you get up to?
Oh, I was working a lot this weekend.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Busy.
If you got paid properly, you wouldn't have to.
Still earned less than what I would have... Nah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, because it wasn't right.
Yeah, working it very busy in town. It was Pride as well.
Yeah.
So, packed. Jam-packed.
What was
Hey, nice!
Hey, have you got paid for that?
Hey! You'll pay for that.
I'm suggesting you're gay sex. Why is that an issue?
Yeah, right.
So it's fun, isn't it?
I'm talking about the restaurant. It's packed. But, yeah.
Max, what did you get up to?
Great question, Stephen. I went to... So we now share an office, which is great.
Oh, yeah.
Great little...
Not orifice.
Hey! We shared yours once, though. Hey. We share an office, so I gave you the fob.
Yeah, he fobbed me off.
Nice.
I mean, it's a good thing, though, in this sense.
Tried to get my own fob, and they wouldn't let me. So I was like,
really?
Yeah, that's fine. But I went there on bank holiday Monday to do some great twitching.
Yeah.
Couldn't get in the office because I didn't have a fob. No one was working there on Monday because it was bank holiday
and
Monday.
And they don't grind like
that. That's
this
it, yeah, they should be grinding.
Couple of grinders. Couple of grinder boys, they call us in the office.
That's why we get the noise complaints. It's fucking loud squelching sound. Sweet twitching, baby. That's it, man.
How did you get in the office?
Well, luckily I just stood around for a while, and then somebody came out of another room, so I was like...
You ever seen Ocean's 11? It's very simple. Just hanging around the casino safe for a while.
You're going in there, buddy.
It's me. Lift up your belly. Me, Max.
Yeah?
Nice. I went to watch Kevin Bridges.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Funny man.
He is, yeah. He's been known to be funny. Very good. I I've since told people about his show. I've quoted like one joke and I've realised I don't do it justice. Right. It's always painful. But you're like, right. Oh, you did this really good bit. And then you say it and they're just like, yeah. And you're like, oh, shit, I'm sorry, Kev.
But then you know what? To be fair, he's got like, what, an hour of build-up to get to that joke.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, there's a lot of scene setting.
An accent maybe you can't do.
I can do the Scottish accent.
Yeah, right? I know you can, I think.
But the... oh, God, police.
Fucking Rozzers.
Someone had shut their windows.
Now you're working. yeah, his first bit was about... he's talking about how it's difficult to get tickets for these sort of things and Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
You have to prove you're not a robot. He said, I'd love it if one night there were a couple of robots in. Just sat in the back with a couple of beers. We just got lucky. We've got a cheering next week. That is, literally, I've just repeated his joke.
That's great, though. Yeah. No, because you put a twist on it by using an English accent and it worked.
Yeah, it
did. Cheers, guys. I could go on tour doing that. Watch his show. Just for those fucking people who go, I think I like him, but I can't catch a word of it.
You know, like when you watch TV and they've got the person doing sign language on the side. Yeah. It's just you speaking over him.
He's getting more laughs. Such getting fucked off. I go off on a tangent and just dies.
Did you chase him to the train like we did in uni?
No.
Nah.
I just let him get on with his life.
Wow, that's good of you, man.
I think it's because seeing money.
You're right.
Talk of the devil.
Speaking of not chasing him to the train.
Sorry, I'm late, guys. I say it like, well.
Don't say it to us, say it to the listener.
Sorry.
Have a seat, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Tom, bank holiday.
Yeah.
What were you doing?
I was helping my dad gut his flat.
Oh,
so that was good. Bit of a hoarder.
Nice.
Oh, right.
Gonna drop the address?
No, not gonna do that.
No, okay.
Anything of value? Did you go, oh, I'll have that? You're such a hoarder, father. These diamond rings will do nothing.
I think he thinks he can get money for everything. So, like, he's got a TomTom that's about 12 years old.
How does that make you feel? Just one little Tom. You get that as a great little name quip.
You've come in and we are just
I need to catch up, man.
This is, you are starting from there and we're in a relay race now on lap 2. Bye, man.
Oh, man.
Go on, Ryan.
Honestly, catch up.
Yeah.
It's good.
He had a foot spa as well.
Oh, they're good.
Nice. What have you got to say to that?
I should have joked on that.
Moist skin.
Oh, fuck off.
Moist skin.
Yeah. Talk about a foot bath.
That was Ryan being overlapped. I saw a great, well, not great at all. It was a terrible video of festivals because there was a lot over the weekend. Oh. And this younger generation are fucking me off. Yeah.
No respect.
Oh, it's scum.
Just, all the videos were people lobbing stuff in different camps, setting chairs on fire. It was like, oh, that was one of the worst nights of my life at Leeds Festival. It was like a, I don't know, like things just exploding constantly. And it's just kids just filming everything, like fights. It's just, oh, go for the music. Drink some alcohol, but don't be twats.
Amen.
What's going wrong, man?
You'd think they'd be a bit tamer. I don't know whether it's because they had, you know, they feel like they missed out for 2 years because of COVID and now they've got all that. You know,
sounds like they should be sent to a war zone, you know, if they want to see explosions and fires and stuff. Yeah,
you give them a field with some great musicians, they'll turn it into a war zone.
Yeah, mate, yeah, well, exactly.
I watched that documentary, that Woodstock 99 one.
Yeah. Yep.
Madness. This
were they playing?
It looked a lot like Leeds.
What?
Leeds.
Have I come in like you? What's going on?
Woodstock back in 99 looks like Leeds. Fucking hell.
Just in terms of the madness.
It was a Woodstock 99.
Wow, honestly. I think some kids have like heard stories that have been romanticised from years before. Festivals gone by, people chucking piss in pint pot, which didn't really used to happen.
I'd like
as much
TikTok.
As people. Yeah.
People are hungry for content. And they're going to get it anyway. They're going to get it one way or another.
Trying to make a fucking clip nowadays.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Piss off, yeah? Mm. Write some really clever crafted 60-second situations and post it.
Guys, leave it to the professionals, all right? That's what we're saying.
How's your TikTok coming along?
Yeah, so far, so well.
Nice.
He's done what? You've got so many videos that you can clip up and post.
I just put
down the zoo and pick up the computer.
Busy, man.
I just haven't got the motivation.
Find the time.
I know it is literally just.
You could do it on your fucking.
You're busy watching Woodstock.
Mate. So
no, in fairness, he's had two shifts this week.
Yeah, one actually.
Nice.
Hang on, your face.
I'm embarrassed.
I was going to say you could do it in your work break, mate. You know.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
You don't care, do you?
No,
you're not interested.
I know. It's
that's
bad.
Fine.
Yeah, but
that's just fine. Say that though. You know.
Yeah. It's a shame, mate.
Don't worry about it.
But I'm sure one of your school pantomimes will go viral. So
yeah,
imagine.
Not for the right reasons.
All these schools have caught COVID. We got no idea why.
COVID lock.
Yeah, that's good.
COVID lick.
Did you do it?
COVID lick.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
I wish to lick your dad, but he's got COVID.
I don't know. 20 quid.
20 quid.
I'll lick him for it.
No. Out of interest, how much to lick him if he's not got COVID?
I like the danger, man.
Really interested to know this price.
I mean, I was just joking around.
It's 30 quid, isn't it?
15 euro. Pound.
What's the euro conversion rate right now?
This happened on holiday. When he was younger.
That was an unfortunate slip.
Your dad's just sat there with 150 euros. It's going to be a good night. Your brother was offering 30.
You're telling me.
150. It's now time for some complaints.
Yes.
Go ahead, start the day.
This top one, I usually go from the bottom. This one says, Joe McGrath tricked me, and that has got me hooked.
Ooh.
I think I might know what this is about.
Hey, STP gang. At the weekend, I was at Leeds Fest, and me and a pal bumped into Joe McGrath looking at the vintage skirts. It's a bit weird. Oh, Joe.
What?
We grabbed a quick pic and said we were fans of the podcast. He then asked us what we thought of the lineup and Dave. In my slightly drunken state, I thought he was referring to the festival lineup and Santan Dave, the rapper, who played the night before. I said on video, apparently to your WhatsApp group, that I liked Dave and thought he was quite good. I would like this permanently stricken from the record, as I believe he's an obnoxious Cockney prick. Well, there we go. That's cleared that up.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
God,
that's...
This one is from Killian. It says,
not good for anyone. No,
this topic is one that has featured the most frequently, especially for the ratio of episodes they've been on.
Okay.
It's called James Ormrod. Hi there, chaps. One complaint was listening to the latest podcast, and then suddenly during Tom Looney's celebrity gossip, in brackets, the best segment. Bloody Ormrod has to hop in with a pathetic little line. This is a disgrace, and I hope he never returns. I'm not sure he has returned since then.
He hasn't, no. Rightly so.
We kicked him out.
Yeah.
I was just, it's just, yeah. It's the younger generation, like I say.
Yeah.
Hi, crazy crew. Cheers, Douglas. Just when I thought I'd listened to too much Stephen Tries podcast, the worst, most unimaginable thing happens to me. Last night, whilst I was in slumber, I had a terrible dream featuring the podcast, and it was not pleasant. Just constant nattering of Stephen's shit jokes. Tom saying, that's tickled me. And Ryan being confused and largely useless. Surprisingly, Max didn't feature. I suppose that just shows how much I skip IMAX. It's the worst dream of my life. Get it together.
What?
I think you are barely asleep and you've just got the podcast playing on your laptop or something. And we're just, that is just what's happened there. There's no, you've not imagined anything.
Yeah. I'm not always confused. Am I right?
All right,
guys.
That's
good.
You're looking for reassurance instantly. Because you're not sure, are you?
No.
Which would suggest you're confused. Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, shit.
This one is from Alistair. It says, Stephen needs to be punished, and it's in all caps. Hi, no time for introductions. I am livid. There have been multiple punishment for people copying characters, mainly Dave. However, it has been completely swept under the rug that in Link's video, in brackets eight months old, I admit, Stephen's character, Ali G, in brackets Asian, and he proceeds to do a very Borat-sounding character. another character by Sacha Baron Cohen. I would be willing to let it slide and return for the end of IMAX. Wish granted. I am.
You fucking kidding?
Honestly, why do people keep wishing the death of IMAX? It's been gone for so long.
That was from the end of May, to be fair. Yeah. I think even then it was dead.
Yeah,
it's now time for news.
Hey!
Andrew Tate has been banned from loads of social media.
Nice.
But he has since claimed it's all part of his plan.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, he's always thinking, isn't he?
Playing us.
What is he up to?
We're playing checkers and he's playing chess just like his dad.
Yeah.
Grandmaster wizard.
Idiot, though, because we bought a checkers board. Fucking waste, man.
Play both on the same thing.
Couple of nerds here, guys. No, man. Yeah, it's different, isn't it?
I was year five grass champion Andrew Tate, so...
Wow.
Fuck off. Yeah.
Ooh.
Watch your step. I also did judo for a 6-week course in year six, and I bit a child. I was in year six, of course. I was a child. I am in your world.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
but you're not in my world because you've been banned from it. Yeah.
Do you think he'll be back, Ryan?
I don't think so. I think you're just sort of banished now.
What if somebody called Andrew Plate came about and he was saying exactly the same stuff?
Yeah, looks similar as well, apart from an eye patch.
In my world, he'll probably just vanish. I only heard of him up until about two
Right, okay. That's the time.
I'll forget about it. I'll have no
idea. It's kind of a pointless contribution, isn't it?
I don't mean about in your life.
On a TV. You know, it doesn't really help anything, does it?
But, you know, he might pop up again in a few years, but I doubt it. I don't think we'll see much of... Because who's that other woman that got banned?
Katie Hopkins.
I guess she's still about.
Yeah, fell off.
Yeah.
She was big, man.
Yeah, she was.
Man. Big.
There's been a video of some weird little copycats cropping up. There's another bald man who I've seen on TikTok who says these outrageous things. It's always like I've gone up to 100 women and maybe one of them says she doesn't want to get a drink with me or something. And he's fuck ugly. And he's talking about, if a girl's had sex with a 4 out of 10, I'm not going there. And all this stuff. And it's like,
what?
Did she have sex with you? Yeah. He looks like Brain from Pinky and the Brain. I've not commented that. It's different the time of day. But that's what I think. Then I saw a really weird clip. Really weird clip where he's talking about how he doesn't masturbate because he likes his balls to feel full and his cock to feel full. And he likes to go to the gym wearing short shorts with a full cock.
Oh,
wow. You've gone quiet, Ryan. Do you like to go to the gym in your shorts with a full cock?
I already do, mate.
What she rides is filled with piss.
Oh, no!
I wish emptying out. Don't like it. He does like it now.
At the bottom of a squat.
He doesn't do anything to stop it. Just a hard cock of piss. Just going straight.
Nice sesh, guys.
As he's running on the treadmill. Oh.
I'm getting drained up here. I'm a full cock. In other news, KSI won 2 fights in 1 night.
We've all been there.
Yeah, man. People he fought weren't very good, though.
A bit of shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're into boxing, Ryan.
Yeah.
Where does a YouTube boxing kind of figure on your radar?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's. I've not actually watched any YouTube boxing myself.
You said it was a shit bunch of pussy boys that are attention seeking. What do you mean by that?
I stand by it.
Wow, fighting talk.
You know, fight me in the ring, then we'll see.
You sound desperate.
I'll challenge KSI or anyone that he fought.
I'd watch that.
I would, yeah.
It's going to be a very long fight, but...
Oh! Big guns along!
Oh, God. Come on, then, let's go.
No one's ever said that in a press conference.
Come on, then, let's go. But, Joe, if you said, though, in 2 years' time, you'll fight KSI.
Yeah.
Or not just anyone.
You're thinking 2 years...
Anyone.
What are you on about?
If there was a... If I could fight someone in a boxing ring in 2 years'
time... Canelo. 2 years.
I'll let you guys set it up. I'll just do the training.
Will you do the fighting?
Oh, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Oh, 2 years. That's fair.
Yeah, that's right. So you're just going to go to the gym and we've got to set up a fight with anyone.
We can do that.
Yeah. I'll just turn up.
Nice. Okay, right. Well, there you go. Great attitude. Great second
I'll
channel video.
Myself.
Are you going to do like a winner takes all payment?
Yeah.
Nice, put it all on the line.
You want that purse, yeah?
Yeah, man.
I want that payment, man.
We watched Usyk versus AJ as well. That was in the past 2 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
Anthony Joshua did a really good.
Oh, fucking hell. Yeah. Oh, God.
I haven't seen someone so deluded with a microphone since Ryan Lux. Everyone thinking the same thing. Put it down and piss off, man.
Spent all day writing stand-up as well.
Have you?
Well, four jokes.
Can we hear one?
Absolutely not.
Oh, come on.
No, to be fair, you've probably...
Can we have a teaser? Just like half a joke?
No.
Half a joke.
No.
Say it all, but don't tell us the joke.
Is it observations?
Nothing. No,
is it about your life?
Yeah.
That's why you won't say it then.
Oh.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Do you? Can you tell us?
I can guess what it is, and that's why he's not saying it.
Ooh.
Sex.
Yeah, it's got to be, right?
It's got to be fucking ploughing that. Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, do you know when you got your gal then begging for more pumping after two sessions, yeah? And you're there like, jeez, I've got a full cock. She know you just pissed inside her twice. Full cock lock.
Oh, nice. I like that.
Full cock lock.
Watch out, KSI.
I'm fully cocked.
Yeah. Cock lock. Bang.
Ryan, we're really struggling to sell this fight.
All the sponsors have pulled out.
Oh, no.
Good acting.
Thank you.
It's time for our first segment. Heads up.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Young Gravy took Addison Rae's mum as his date to the VMAs.
Yep, yeah, a lot of people...
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
You've really got a
concise.
Yeah, concise.
Yeah.
I'm worrying you got a little bit of the Cameron Greens there.
Yeah.
And you just...
Sorry, but I really did witter on there, didn't I?
Our eyes, are rolling to the back of our heads. Yeah. Ryan says that anyway. We are skipping Who Said That, because...
Oh, that's a shame, isn't it?
You hate that segment. Man. Instead, we're going for a really fun segment called Manscaped Ad Read. Max, you're going to love this.
Nice.
And the title is 2022 Soccer Season.
Nice.
Don't wait till your trouser devils are more disorderly than Manchester United. Yes! Yes!
Ooh.
They get it! They get it! This season, bring your below the waist to the top of the table with Manscaped. Use the Lawnmower 4.0 to show off your Modric-level ball skills. Nice. And ensure your member will look good. Bit
didn't
shit.
Like that. Didn't like that.
Man City have won the cup. But your Man City will be the champion this year when you go to manscaped.com and enter the code STP20 for 20% off and free delivery on your order. That was STP20 for 20% off and free delivery on your order. Ryan.
Yeah?
How are your balls doing?
Yeah, not bad. My Manscaped razor actually died the other day, so I had to use my old one.
Well, charge it, you fool.
It's finding the time.
Yeah.
Yes. All these TikToks.
Man.
Yeah.
You should charge it every night.
That's super lazy, that.
Too busy charging.
It died.
It died, so I did put it on charge and then used my old one temporarily.
Oh, is that where you had a bleeding scrotum?
Yes.
I said, nice full cock rye. Yeah. Is that scrotum bleeding? And patchy? Yeah.
Very patchy.
Why were you in a rush to trim your balls?
I wasn't in a rush.
Well, you were, weren't you?
So
you
yeah, definitely, yeah.
This was a few weeks ago, yeah.
What was going on?
Yeah, there was nothing going on.
Why didn't you wait for it to charge up?
I hadn't done it since Ibiza.
Yeah, but you didn't need to.
No, but I just felt like I should.
Why?
Honestly, I wasn't going out anywhere.
Oh, someone was going round.
I've only been out when it's with you lot anyway, I think.
That is your MO. Just wait in your room.
Always needs to look good for the podcast.
Not what we were getting out.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
The trimmer's battery also lasts 90 minutes. Hold on, you have 90 minutes of ball shaving. You could be shaving your nether regions for an entire football match. Do you want to go to Old Trafford, shave your balls?
Can do.
Yeah.
Great
Can
second do. Channel video.
Look out for that. Yeah. Remember to take a little water break at half time, of course, which is fine because the Manscaped razor is waterproof. Yeah. Waterproof. So when's Ryan's cut his balls on his other razor, his shit one, and he's crying, that's fine, because Manscaped razors will just bat off those tears, go, not interested. Put the ball in Ballon d'Or. Doesn't quite work. And make sure your hardware stays shiny with the Performance Package's Crop Preserver, Anti-Chafing Ball Deodorant, and Crop Reviver Ball Spray Toner. This package is head-to-toe top class and an easy choice for the best footballers in Europe. Get 20% off and free delivery with the code STP...
/20
at Manscaped.com. That's STP20 at Manscaped.com. Thank you very much, Manscaped. Great cheers. Script.
Cheers, guys.
I'd like to give you a hard time, but hey, I like your work. It's time for You Laugh, You Lose. Hey.
Hey. Whose turn is it?
It's me.
Oh, it's yeah. Old.
Oh, is it now?
Yeah. It's old Tim Rooney.
Kind of blindsided me this week. Didn't think there was going to be a podcast, so...
That's all right.
Yeah, luckily, I kind of had this in the back catalogue.
I'm going to get all my yawns out now.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm laughing now.
Yeah, so this is just a little something that I do from time to time. Bit of an impressionist.
Fuck's sake.
In me spare time. A lot of time in front of the mirror, but I have brought this one
out. We've always noticed
times,
that.
And people have said it's uncanny. It's like... Tom just disappears.
Okay,
and,
when do you want me to start, sorry?
And French Spencer just appears in front of me.
That's cheeky.
Yeah.
When do you want to start?
Oh, Betty! The cat's done a whoopsie in me berry! Oh, I'm sorry, George. I've wet the bed. Betty! I think I've done a whoopsie.
That was Frank Spencer.
There you go.
I've never watched anything about Frank fucking Spencer in my life. Fuck's sake.
That's
Fuck,
it's actually really good.
Yeah,
you watch it. You watch it tonight.
Yeah, yeah. I've watched a side by side comparison.
Michael Crawford.
Yeah. Oh, well done, mate.
Well done.
So it's me next.
Actually, went.
Yeah, I went straight away. Fucking hell.
I mean, you just want to be on Your Laugh, You Lose.
I don't, mate.
He likes the challenge.
It's your segment.
It's time for our talking points.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Fuck off. Forget it all.
My talking point is, what is something you use often but hate? I can give you my answer, what you think.
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Something I use often but hate is public toilets. Yeah?
Yeah.
They give me the jitters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you realise the public are an unkempt bunch of boys in our case.
Yeah.
There's a few things I dislike about them. First of all, when you go in there and the lid is shut.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Russian roulette.
Yeah.
But poulette, as I call it. Because you know, 50% of the time, there's going to be a stinking hot log in there that someone has just closed the lid and not flushed.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Is this a portaloo?
This is, no, just
any public toilets.
Public toilets.
Some of the worst
part of that is, so you go in there and you see shitty toilet and you're like, I'm not dealing with it, and you leave.
Yeah.
Somebody thinks it was you. And they go, wait a minute, you've got to clean your poo up.
You know, actually say that to you.
You know, it's embarrassing,
no,
mate.
What I struggle with is when there's skid marks, and there is often in public toilets. I can't look at that. Because when you have a wee and you knock bits off, the smell comes up, you know? It's the worst. It's
public toilets, the doors, you can see through them. You're like, I'm trying to just...
Yeah, we're not getting onto the positives just yet. Hey!
Bit of fun.
How are you going to be a boxer when they tickle them?
Yeah, I've got a couple of years yet, though, haven't I?
So basically, I was in the offices the other day.
Mm.
And it was then that I... truly decided that public toilets aren't for me due to the person next to me in the cubicle. Just listen to her.
No.
Just listen to him.
Just getting ready for your stream, yeah?
I don't get it why people do that. Right.
That's fucking bad.
It was just like, I was thinking... I was caught between two minds. Do I make a noise to be like, shut up.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's people here. Dear God, stop getting off to having a shit.
Ooh.
On the second hand, I was like, I just want to get out of there as quick as possible. Yeah. I did make a noise and he continued to make the like weird breathing.
Thinks he's anonymous in there.
Yeah. And I swear, I went in there about an hour later and then he came in again.
Mate, it's not what you need, awful. Is it?
The toilet roll in there. Oh, yeah, why don't you just cut my arsehole with a blade?
Yeah, man.
I'd like to have a when clean rim. Oh, yeah, get him, man. Get him.
You've been burned before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just my sock.
The angst when you're about to plop and someone walks in, especially when there's a gap in the door.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, oh, is this going to be a maniac who comes in or just some local weirdo going, hey, are you having a shit? yeah, I hate that. I usually flush and then have to, you know, press out my plop real quick.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good way to do it.
Don't overthink it.
No, I have to.
You've got it's got to be done, hasn't it?
I've got a reputation to keep in toilets. Fair. I'm a sexy guy in the men's time. and usually just the, you know, pissy lids, that sort of thing.
Mm.
What about you guys? Something you use often but do not like?
Excuses.
That as grateful as I am, the coffee shampoo that you bought me for
caffeine shampoo.
That caffeine, yeah. Well,
it's not espresso.
What? No, when I'm using it and it smells of quite strong caffeine. Yeah. It just doesn't feel natural.
Does it smell coffee. Of strong coffee?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I use it and don't think it does.
I think it does.
Ryan, I got you that. Hence, I got you that as a joke.
I'll take it.
I'll take it off your hands, mate.
Yeah. No, I need it more than you.
It's my hair. I'm getting to that age where it's thinning a little bit. I'll take some caffeine.
Mate, my hair's getting thicker by the minute, mate. I need it.
Definitely don't need it.
Six bottles before a joke as you open it.
Yeah, I know.
Just use some other shampoo if you don't like it. No one's making you use that.
Shampoo's £2, mate.
It works twice a week, Stephen.
Not if you don't like it. Not if you hate it.
Yeah.
I might as well use it. I hate it.
Yeah, but I'm still going
to
use it.
Sorry to have put you through this, Ryan.
I mean, I could give you a shit-scented candle. It's free. Are you going to use it?
Yes, you would, Stephen.
Yeah, you probably would, yeah.
So,
still going to all the incense.
Yeah, so Ryan had some incense in uni.
I remember that. Yeah,
they had no scent. It was just burnt wood. It was awful. He hated it in there. I was like, Ryan, you still could. he kept using them. I was like, well, I've got a whole packet. Kept using them. Hated it.
What's
in there,
the point?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know. I like to
use stuff. Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
Don't like waste.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like your waste.
Hey. I'll swing you a couple of bottles.
Thanks.
Sean.
Yeah, yeah. I like that stuff. It's good.
Hey, credit cards.
Oh, I know the truth.
Don't use them.
Really?
Debit cards.
Don't have them.
Mm, fair.
I mean debit cards, really.
Money.
Credit card.
Just in general.
You hate it.
Yeah.
Fine, I will. I'll not pay you ever again.
No!
He doesn't like it.
The time. I hate time. I wish time wasn't a thing. You live forever.
It. How do you use time?
Just go, what time is it? Oh, it's 12 o'clock. Fucking hell.
Are you using a watch when you're using time?
I've just written 12 o'clock on my own. This tattoo that I've got.
This one has that. God.
My bum.
You use it often, but you hate it.
I don't mean the actual exterior.
How much do you hate your bum?
Having to poo.
Oh, right.
Do you know what I mean? I'd rather just not have to do it, but I have to, don't I?
Yeah. No?
But I have to. I literally
you
have to.
You are conforming.
What do you want?
Something you use often but don't like.
It's got to be something, mate.
I guess.
Ryanair.
Oh, good.
There we go. Yeah, nice. Yeah.
They fly everywhere. Loads of niche desks. I mean, you don't get cheap flights anymore.
It's pronounced Nice.
No.
France. For any of our French listeners.
Yeah. Niche, of course, is in Serbia.
That's a bit niche.
Yeah.
Full circle. I love that.
Yeah, it just came back around. Ryan loved it.
Just punched me.
No.
Hit him back, Ryan.
Oh, hit me back.
You need to.
Come on.
You need to start fighting back. Otherwise, it's just going to get worse.
Start fighting back.
Look, you're fighting in the ring in 2 years.
Give me a punch.
Come on. Can we see that jab?
Yeah. No,
can we see the jab?
Yeah, I want to see that jab.
See, left hand. Let's see your jab.
Ooh. Nice.
Yeah.
Ooh, didn't like that.
You did KSI. Clip that up.
His face there, Max, yeah.
I didn't care his face on
the microphone's blocking it.
This is not for anyone else. This is just for me.
Send it me.
Hey, what about this? Diesel. I use that often, but I don't enjoy it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because it costs a lot. I'd rather the car ran on beans. That'd be fun. Mm. Oh, bean car.
Yeah, that'd be good. A little bit of dinner when you get in as well.
Tin openers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fucking.
No. Just get a ring pull.
Ring pull, baby.
If you own tin produce, just fucking make it with a ring pull. Yeah,
honestly.
Cafetieres.
What's that? Sorry.
The fucking plunger. Oh, coffee. Washing them's a fucking ball ache.
I don't use Is it. I don't use
them. I think washing them's easy.
Oh, yeah, for fucking washy Tom Looney. Oh,
I knew that would make a comeback.
Take that back.
I knew that would make a washy Tom Looney. He's got you.
That's pissed me off. That's pissed me off. That's pissed me right off.
What are you washing today, Tom?
You know, some things should stay out of the podcast. That's low.
Where's your marigolds, eh? Washy.
That's fucking low.
Hey, bubble suds on your arms. Join him, Ryan.
Nice yellow gloves. Washy.
Marigolds.
Can we? Yeah,
ruined it, man.
What? I didn't know they were called marigolds. Well, that was a hotel.
Go to the gym.
The Marigold Hotel.
It's the Marriott, you'd say.
With these getting, like, you know, few and far between, that punishment maybe should happen today.
Yeah,
there's no point in building these up because you just don't know.
Put it in your mouth. Think on.
One.
Two. You got to have two, mate.
So one in each cheek.
Keep that close.
A little cheeky little hamster. Like a cheeky hamster. Yeah, and just you hamster. Just sit there. And when the time's right, say something.
Okay.
Washy Tom Looney. That's good, though.
Yeah, you have that, mate.
That better not stick. That better not stick, people.
He used to have a clean reputation.
Hey!
I'm going to take him out.
No. Punishment.
This is a punishment. Ryan, this is a punishment.
Last time I couldn't wash my teeth, right?
Ryan, really this right, is a punishment. Honestly.
Anyway, who else is a talk about? Was it Ryan?
I've got him.
Oh, shit, so he's escaped.
Yeah. So I heard that if sleep takes up a third of your life.
Yeah.
Which is grim, innit?
I wish.
Scary, innit?
Yeah.
None of these noisy neighbours.
I was thinking if you could, like, just get all the sleep out of the way and just have a sleep for a third of your life and then you don't need to sleep again, would you?
But then you know how old you'd be when you die, because it'd be...
Let's just say it's 30 years. But you could live till whenever.
I'm not going to miss
But then,
let's just
but
say
then
they've made an estimate. And
but then I was thinking, you know, what would you want to do, get out of the way in one go? Like anything.
Yeah. Do you mean like 0 to 30, 30 to 60, 60 to 90?
So if I had to just...
Yeah, but
something that's going to plague you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, but then I thought, like, what would you want to, what would you want to do? Just, you have to pick something to get out of the way with.
Yeah. Oh,
so like,
okay.
Oh, I know I'm going to poo for 2 years of my life, so I'd rather just poo for 2 years and then never have to poo again. Something like that.
I've had this thought a lot about one thing. So when I was a teenager, I was just plagued with spots for so long. I always thought, I wish I could just get one giant spot off my...
Yeah,
and just take 6 months off school while I was some massive boil with a big yellow head.
Like just washy.
Ah, yes, man.
Yeah, that's
fucking done. Yeah, mate. Yeah, buddy. Oh, looking bastard like gets his revenge.
I don't really get spots.
You don't have to. You don't have to use that one, doesn't it?
I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah.
Maybe just food. Just eat loads.
Get it out the way.
Really, yeah?
But then wouldn't you be massive?
Yeah, probably.
You've eaten all that.
Wake up, massive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Illness.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking illness. Pain.
Put me in hospital on a fucking drip with some lovely, lovely oxygen.
No one knew that's just your life, though, innit?
30 years?
Oh, that'd be grim, though. Probably literally just one illness after the other.
Yeah.
Or injury.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, pissing
could
or
be all.
Pooing. Because I'm always going off for a wee. Mm. Since my one.
Yeah, yeah, fair.
Because I'm always just going off. And it's not that long. But obviously, it'd add up. But knowing my luck, if I went for a poo to get that all out the way, the bloke next to me would just be there going...
he's done the same thing. Yeah.
Well, another 24 years.
With that toilet roll as well.
Waving his hand on the key and go, hey, mate, I need paper.
Yeah, it's scary, that.
Nice. It's frightening. Great talking voice.
Yeah.
Oh, did you do yours, sorry?
No, I forgot to, to do one.
You should drink all the water at once and just drown.
No, why don't you do all your boxing fights in one go?
Yeah.
That'd be a nice 30 seconds. You'd be on hospital and drip as well. It's now time for this segment.
Ooh.
Stephen lies. Stephen sweet little lies. Oh yeah, he's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
Hello everyone.
Hi Tom.
Hey Tom. Hey Detective Tom.
So what's the format here? How many lies? How many truths?
Well, Detective Spencer. One truth. Two
one
lies.
Truth. One
it's always that.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
There's been an occasion where it wasn't.
Oh, out of the
just checking because I'm thorough.
Ryan,
go on.
You've got a lie to tell me.
A bird stole my watch.
Max,
somebody got orange Dorito fingers all over my desk. Fuming.
You done?
Could be.
Somebody got orange Dorito fingers all over my carpet.
Oh, fuck's sake. Right, go on, Ryan. Tell me about this fucking bird.
I wake up one morning this week. Not this week.
That was the morning.
Hey, don't you wake it up?
Don't it?
Still feels like Tuesday. I think it was when it would have been Sunday.
When did this fictional event take place?
It happened on my balcony.
On your balcony?
Yeah, I was playing chess with Dave.
Yep.
And
on the balcony?
Yeah, we often play on the balcony.
Okay.
That's good.
Well, Dave just plays, you just lose.
I win, usually. It's actually quite close.
That's not. Yep. I'll check the scoreboard. We can put it up now. Losing by 29.
No.
So this was in the morning, yeah?
Yes.
Morning chess.
Yes.
Morning chess at Ryan and Dave's. Yep. Early morning chess.
Wow. By early, like 11.
11 a.m. chess.
Fucking hell, Ryan. If you're going to lie, make it believable.
Was
so it's 11 a.m. The boys are ready for the day.
Yeah, no,
and they're out playing chess on the balcony.
Dave's got his homemade muesli.
And basically, Dave was taking forever to do his move
to win,
so I was leaving him to it.
And you were doing your
my watch.
Nice, right on the balcony
because I hadn't had it on yet.
What kind of watch was it?
My iWatch, the one
your iWatch,
my birthday.
Yeah, what were you doing on it?
I was just turning it on and just
so this was the first time you put it on,
no. No, but I was turning it on.
Yep.
And putting the code on.
What's the code?
I'm not telling you the code. Well, ooh. I could actually. And then basically, a bird came.
A bird came.
Literally down and just took it straight out of my hands. Okay. I could not believe it.
What kind of bird was it?
I can't believe it.
A black one.
A black one.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell. Give it a rest, Farage.
I don't like this at all.
So this bird just took your watch.
Bird, yeah.
Did it with it? So how did it take it?
Just with its. Claws,
yeah?
Yeah.
Just took your watch and where did it go?
Just flew off.
Oh.
just
flew off.
It might have dropped it. We saw it drop something. I did walk out.
You saw it drop something, but you're not sure whether it was the watch.
Was it carrying some other cargo?
You walked out. You didn't run.
Walked down the road. Well, what can I do? A bird stole my watch.
I was pretty gutted.
Who won the chess?
I did.
Well, you went back to it?
Oh, you finished the game.
You did?
Yeah, we did.
Why?
That's a very eventful morning.
It was awful.
Max.
Hello, mate, you're right.
You had a story.
Yeah, harrowing tale. Yeah.
Tell me about these cheesy things, man.
So I've obviously recently got an office buddy. Not going to name names. But we share the office, you know, they do the mornings, I do the evenings, whatever, we're having fun. And I went in there one day. I don't like to eat in the office because, you know.
Famously.
Famously so. Because of the crumbs
I've
and
seen
stuff.
You eat in the office, but fair enough.
Have you?
Yeah, mate. Tomato soup, banana slice.
Yeah, stuff that you brought, but I don't like to bring my own food in.
Okay.
So I was sitting down one day on my lovely. Ooh, clean desk. Fucking crumbs on there.
Mm.
Dorito crumbs.
And there's only one person it could have been.
But obviously, yeah. Unless some random person's breaking in the office to eat Doritos. I assume it was part of a meal deal or something.
Right.
But, you know, it's
what
just...
What did you do about it?
I just sort of swept them on the floor.
Cool. Does this person know?
No, this is the first time.
This is the first time that.
Well, I'm not the sort of person that would sort of confront somebody with information like this.
Okay, just
embarrass them on a podcast.
Just gonna let it fester.
Tens of viewers.
Yeah, fucking hatred, man.
Yeah, man.
Bubbling inside. Sorry, it wasn't as interesting as a bird stole my watch, but you know, it's still annoying.
Yeah.
Bird watching.
Hey!
I was gonna post in as soon as it happened, but I thought I'd save it for this.
Yeah.
I actually did.
Yeah.
Stephen.
Hi.
You've got a cheesy story.
Yeah.
What's your version of events?
Well, just cheesy. I've been in the office a few times.
Yep.
Early mornings, yeah?
Mm.
I'm that rise and grind Wall Street kind of guy. I'm not eating Doritos early mornings, Max.
What do you mean?
I have brekkie. I've had porridge in there from a Tupperware.
Is this your office, buddy?
Yeah.
I've had apples and pears.
Apples and pears?
Upstairs, you fool. I've eaten breakfast foods, not Doritos. There's Dorito crumbs on the floor. There's been Polo mints scattered.
Yeah.
Oh, I get them free. Great. Decorate the walls with them, why don't you?
That's it, yeah. I'm having a polo, little polo time, baby.
And non-muscle food, miniature curly whirlies, a bag of them, empty. Explain that.
Look forward to Tom Looney later.
I would say 2/3 of the time I go in there, there's remnants of a different snack smith. And you've called me at 9 p.m. from that office, which is late, and you're saying you're going 6 hours without snacking? Nay.
Wow.
You should fuel your streams, not your full cock streams.
This is tough. I'm going to say Ryan's lying.
Great segment.
I find this story unbelievable.
Yeah.
And I think there's been an issue with some cheesy crisps. Who's the snacker? I think Stephen's telling the truth, just because whilst I'm sure he can be messy, your name's on the lease. I think Stephen's more likely to clean up after himself.
All I do is put my laptop on the desk.
Yeah, whereas you're more likely to be at home because it is your space. I'm going to say Stephen's telling the truth.
Wrongo.
Yeah. I'm telling the truth. Believe it or not. Really, it's gone. Fuming, gutted.
You're a fucking idiot for not chasing it.
Yeah, I know. I got Dave to stay on the balcony and watch to see if it flew off anywhere.
I am shook.
Yep.
Stephen's actually a very good office buddy.
I can imagine it.
Cheers, man. Thank you.
And to be honest, I almost believed you as
so
well.
Quick.
I just couldn't believe you over Ryan. I really couldn't.
Yeah, no.
Winner.
Here a fucking bag of curly whirlies and you thought Fatty Max would be there.
No.
Away. Yeah, I saw it in your fucking eyes, mate.
It was about the crisps.
Jesus Christ.
It was about the crisps.
There's been none of those in there, mate.
I did see some polos.
Yeah, because you get them for free.
Yeah, you've got to use a bit of truth.
Yeah, but a little bit of polo, you know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there is.
I just can't believe a bird took your fucking... Like,
is that true?
How can you not react?
I know. I did react. Honestly, it happened so...
Can I say your reaction after telling it has been very laughy and jokey? That's a fucking expensive watch, sir.
Yeah, man.
You were high, weren't you?
So. No.
That's unbelievable.
I know.
Idiot.
Really is unbelievable.
I know. Ruined my shift at work.
Get out, Max.
You fucking kidding?
No. It came for me there. It was a bit
unnecessary. Just the thought of those curly whirlies.
It was a bit unnecessary.
I am...
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Only me.
I
hello there.
Who's this?
It's me.
You seem confused.
Buffalo, so Duncan biscuits, man.
Hello there, Duncan. What are you doing here, Dozy Dunk?
I'm not Dozy, mate. Hey, man. I've been wandering the streets, man.
That's no surprise. Man.
Peaking high and peaking low, man.
Working on the corners.
Hey, no, man. Not working for me, man.
Slut, Duncan.
Self-employed.
What do you do?
Yeah, prostitute.
No, brozzy, man. No one fuck me bum.
Oh.
No, I sell candy, man.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, man.
What, the DVD?
Tell me more.
Yes, man. I'm a pirate, man.
You're a pirate, man?
Right. Yeah, man.
What'd you pirate?
There's goods of all kinds. Name one and I'll tell you if I do it, man.
Candy floss.
Yes.
The candy man, literally.
Yeah, it's me.
You patrol the streets selling candy.
Selling candy man.
How much have you made today?
30 quid, man.
Terrible, isn't it?
A lot of candy, man.
That's a long day.
A lot of candy. One penny sweets, man.
Wow. That must be heavy.
Fucking bags of the stuff, man.
Yes, one penny candy floss. How much do you get for that?
Teaspoon, man.
A teaspoon of candy.
Yeah, man.
Is that selling well during these summer holidays?
So well, man. I made 30 quid today on the candy floss, man.
Where'd you sell? Nothing else, man.
Gotta get a taxi home, man. 40 quid. Fuming.
It's not good business.
No, man.
Do you think maybe you're in the wrong line of work?
Well, I have tried to put a CV into other destinations.
Name three.
Pub.
Were you trying to sell candy floss there?
Yeah, man.
Not good.
They drink their beer. Glug, glug. Candy floss.
Ooh. Yeah, candy floss is more of a sort of fairground. Yeah, yeah. That sort of vibe.
Fucking it's fairground in the pub, man.
Nice.
Is it?
Well, sometimes, man.
What's happened in the pub?
Fucking pub landlord, man. It's my real landlord, man.
Oh, you live at the pub?
He says, I say, Guinness, one, please. He says, pay me rent. I say, no, fuck you, man. Give me Guinness, man.
I feel like you're in the wrong here.
Not even a man, it was a woman.
Wow. I feel like you're still in the wrong. That wasn't what I was saying you were in the wrong about.
Okay.
I don't know your landlord slash pub landlord.
You need to find a way to pay your way, Duncan.
I've got... Name two ways to make money and I'll do it, man.
You need to name way. Duncan, have you been a professional footballer?
I was a footballer for Trent on Derby.
Trent on Derby?
Derby on Trent. Trent on Derby. Trent on Derby. What?
Stoke on Trent?
Stoke on Trent, baby. Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Yeah, call me the...
I bet you've got some fucking stories.
Oh, so many, man. Name one story.
Name one story, says. All right.
Can I have a Halloween story?
Mr. Happy, man.
From your Stoke-on-Trent football days.
I was doing goalkeeping, right? Because I'm a goalie.
Okay.
Yeah. I had to dress up as a ghoulie.
Nice.
Get it?
Yeah. I think he got it.
Hence the white coat.
Oh, that's your goalkeeper.
That's my goalkeeping ghoulie outfit I used to scare the kids with.
Why are you wearing it today?
It's the only thing I got left after my house burned down.
Why are you trying to sell candy to kids whilst also trying to scare them?
Well, first of all, it's a great way to make money.
Yeah. No, it's not.
Go up to any kid and says, give me a penny, I'll give you a teaspoon of candy floss, and they'll say, here you go.
Why are you asking kids to give you things?
I want money, man!
So as a Stoke-on-Trent goalkeeper, you were swindling kids?
Yeah! Yeah, man.
How many teaspoons do you have?
Fucking one teaspoon, man.
Oh, that's not very hygienic, is it?
I got a wet wipe. A little bit of bleach. Never hurt anybody.
Why are you here, Duncan?
I lost my cat. You might not believe this, but I've been searching high and low for my little cat. I've been going... And all the little holes outside.
Okay, let's just slow things down. You've been patrolling the streets.
Yeah, man.
Scaring kids. Let's go.
Forget a cat for
a bag full of sweets.
With a big black bin bag full of sweets, man. I go up to little kid and say, have you seen my little cat? And little kid says, no. I say, you want to give me some money? Big kid says, no. I fucking flew my candy floss in his face, man.
That couldn't have hurt.
Fucking
ineffective sweet.
Just discarding your own produce.
No, it's all right. I give it a little wipe, got a wet wipe, got a little bit of bleach, never hurt anyone.
Turn the candy floss in just as
fucking scientist over here, man. I wish you was with me about 5 minutes ago.
You did that very... Have you run here for refuge?
Yeah, man. I got a... You know what they say, like a pitchfork and torch?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I had one of them.
Stoke come through.
I dropped it on the floor, and now the parents are coming after me, man.
Can you tell us about your time in America, please?
White man. No, I'm basically
the white man.
The white man. Yeah. Well, tell me about him.
White House.
Yeah, that's a big house in America.
No,
yeah.
We're aware of what it is. Have you ever been there?
No.
Okay.
No, I strictly stayed in the swamps of Florida.
Okay.
Is that similar to Strictly Come Dancing?
What? He knows it, man. A lot of ballroom dancing in the swamps, baby.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And the tango with an alligator.
Oh, it's very sexy, but no.
Oh, is it sexy? You find alligators sexy?
Have you never?
No.
Would you?
No.
Ever fuck a crocodile? If your life depended on it? I got a bag of candy floss about to hit you on the head with it?
You really think that's a weapon?
Do you not?
I would take that, you know, the candy floss, and I'd let you hit me as many times as you want with it. I think I'd be okay.
I don't know. Well, there's only one way to find out.
There is. Have you got your candy floss?
No!
Oh, you sold it all.
Well done.
Thank you. And no, it dissolved in the bleach.
Oh.
So I got a bag of bleach with a
well, don't hit me with that
sugar.
So what's the your attack, what's your cat called?
Little Percy.
Little Percy.
Yeah, little Percy.
That's a little pussy.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. A bit rude.
That's a cat related thing, isn't it?
A bit fucking rude.
For a cat.
Yeah. Little pussy.
So sorry, the guy who wants to fuck a crocodile. He's offended that I say Percy sounds a bit like pussy.
Ooh, ever heard the phrase any holes a go?
Well, I have.
Now when you got the goalkeeper here.
So you stop yourself from fucking the cat.
Yeah, somebody's got to do it. It's got to be me.
And the Stoke scouts have been driving past, I imagine, the street. Seen a bloke with a candy floss bag.
And you can't still run away.
Trying to stop himself from shagging his cat. Did you stop yourself or did the cat flee?
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B, baby.
Buffalo soldier.
Have you never, ever worn some sweet crocodile shoes and went, I wouldn't mind slipping something else in here?
It's a good question. I know this guy has. He was banned from Clark's recently. Yeah.
Really, man?
he also fucked a pair of Crocs.
Hey!
Get off me.
Hey.
I've not fucked a crocodile.
No.
I've tried it, though.
Go on.
A crocodile steak. It wasn't very good.
Oh, you've been...
Oh, yeah, 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 I thought you meant you tried to fuck a crocodile, man.
Was this... Were you eating out?
Yeah.
Nice, man. Yeah. That's got to be proper wooded, man.
You're a fan of sweets. I have just...
I love sweeties, man, but I love selling them more. So I don't...
A good business...
My mother...
always sample his own product.
My mum, my sweet mammy... Always said to me, don't ever taste your own product.
Okay.
She was talking about her own...
I've got a challenge for you.
Okay.
I'll take three sweets.
Yeah.
You've got to try and sell them to us three. If we don't fancy them...
Okay, I can do that, baby. Sucky, sucky, one penny. Give it a suck.
I don't think I'm interested.
No, give it a suck, baby. I'm wasting my time on you. Sucky, sucky, greeny circle thing, man.
What I think is working is that you just roll it in your finger.
Gives it flavour, man.
You've stroked every inch of that.
I'm not interested, no, sorry. No.
What
if it was from like a box or a tray or something, you know, it was packaged.
I was not given these sweets in a box.
A good salesman would still work with that.
Exactly, so I'm saying a good
businessman.
I don't want to tell you that you're a fucking idiot, but these hands have been washed with some sort
that
of
be good.
With some sort of clear liquid, man. Do you want this?
No.
We're fine over here.
I'm all right, thanks, mate.
I know, I've read your diary, man.
Yeah.
And I've seen you saying things like, that's I want to suck on those big what?
Carry on. Sorry, that was
I said my piece, man.
That was an interesting expert.
Oh, fuck me.
Cheers, Duncan. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, cheers.
See you, Dunky.
Bye, Dunk.
Unky Dunky.
Don't forget to floss.
Nice. That's good, then, Ryan. Oh, something. That was Duncan Biscuits there. Great guy. Let me overran. We don't have time for Maxi's Snacksies. Shame. It's a shame. What we do have time for is a great segment called Ryan's Lying.
Ryan's lying. Why is he always lying?
We're lying, Ryan.
Here we go then. These are things that I've been lying about, or I've tried to keep it.
It's a brave segment, man.
To do with things.
Imagine
that
white
might
lies
be
as a kid is a good way to go with that. Not just
some huge lies from the past month.
My first lie is not long ago. You told me or asked me what my favourite song was.
Yeah.
I think it might have been months ago, to be fair.
Right.
Could have been.
But
is it a lie, or has your opinion changed in the past few months?
Well, no, while I stand by the fact that it is one of my favourite songs, I said Lose Yourself by Eminem.
Yeah.
But it's probably Friend Like Me from Aladdin.
But you didn't lie at the time, did you?
Just it changes.
I remember thinking at the time it's Friend Like Me, but I said it's Because.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How deep is your love change? Oh, so you're trying to look cool.
Yeah, yeah. I'd say Friend Like Me is probably... like always,
really?
Always number one.
Favorite song ever, "Friend Like Me" from Aladdin.
Yeah, so I said that. I said that "Lose Myself" was my favorite.
Who's a better singer, Robin or Robbie Williams?
The song isn't "Lose Myself," it's "Lose Yourself."
Yeah,
doesn't change depending on who's saying it.
Another lie for the podcast.
You sound like you're thinking.
Really?
Please don't.
That was Stephen Lye. Oh shit! That was Ryan. Yeah.
So who was telling the truth? Was anyone telling the truth?
No. That was Ryan's lying.
Hello there. My name is Ryan Locke.
Send him off. Send the dirty gate off. Get him off the field. That was diabolical.
It says, "Let's have a Tom Looney."
Looney. Looney.
Looney.
Looney. Looney.
Yep.
Ow.
Play a little game this week.
Yay. I know people said stop bringing prizes, but...
No, he didn't say that.
People have... the thing is, I just think, what's the incentive?
Don't listen to the complaints. Incentive? You know what I mean? Yeah,
there is a prize. So I've got a nice little bundle.
Ow. Bundle of joy.
Stuff I took from work. Some nice beers.
I love the beers.
Lovely hot chockey shock. And some curly-whirly swirlies.
That's weird that I said that.
Yeah.
They're very strange, isn't it?
Yeah, so we're just going to play some higher and lower. I don't feel left out, but it's going to be footballers' wages.
Stupid.
Ooh,
stupid thing.
I'll allow you one mistake.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nice. So I'm going to give you your first player, as is the game. It's Raul Jimenez of Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Theo Walcott.
Is he on more or less?
Is he on higher or lower?
I've heard of Theo, I'd assume more.
I think Raul Jimenez is on about... 70,000 to 90,000 a week. Theo Walcott is older, probably getting a higher wage because of that
experience.
Came from Arsenal,
yeah.
But he's a shit player compared to Raul Jimenez. I'm going to say Theo Walcott's higher.
We continue onwards.
Yes,
nice.
We've got 15. Theo Walcott earns £75,000 a week. That's more than Raul Jimenez's £41,000 a week. Okay, Alan St. Maximin,
Newcastle. They've got a lot of money, but he was signed before the lot of money.
I don't think he'll be on as much as Theo Walcott yet.
Yeah.
I reckon he's on about 70, so lower.
Lower.
Please.
Correct, he's on £38,462 a week.
How's he surviving?
Yep. Wilfred Zaha.
Ooh.
A name like Zaha.
He's getting more.
Yeah.
Higher.
Correct, £130,000.
Fuck off.
Phil Foden.
Phil, we know Philly. Philly's known, isn't he?
Yeah, but I think he won't be getting that much. I think they get him in the headlock and go, yeah, you little shit.
Yeah,
they shit, would. You're up here, aren't you, little
saying?
Shit. He can't be on more. I fucking despise him.
So we're saying lower?
No, you two go for it.
I think it's higher.
You were going for higher as well.
Yeah, okay, we're fine, I don't know.
It's lower. He's earning less than half, 60,000. Really? But that's your mistake. I'll let you have it. £60,000 a week.
Got him in a head. He's a local lad. Yeah, they just do that. Wee.
Luis Diaz.
He's on more than 60.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah.
I wish you'd made the mistake on Foden. He's earning less. Luis Diaz earns 56,000. Wow. I'll let you have one more mistake.
Thank you, Luis. Humble boy.
Luis Diaz, £56,000 a week. Danny Ings.
He plays for Southampton. Scummers. Yeah, I know he plays Aston Villa. He's Scummers on more. Yeah, big money.
Yeah, well done. Good remembered there. £120,000 a week for Danny Ings. Wow. Ivan Perisic.
Tottenham. Signed him on a free. They usually mean to get big money, but as big as that?
I think so.
One last payday.
I'll take that. It's higher. £178,000. Harry Maguire.
78.
Yeah, 178.
God.
Is Harry Maguire earning more or less?
Yeah. A week.
Shocking,
Harry Maguire. United are most
should have been a footballer.
Stupid amounts for players. Mm. They've got one of the highest wage bills. Ryan, you're a massive United fan. You'll know this.
Yeah. Harry Maguire. He gets paid more.
It does. Harry Maguire sitting on the bench earning £190,000 a week.
No wage.
Jack Grealish.
Oh. More.
£300,000 a week.
You're in the wrong game, mate.
Yeah. I fucking should have been a footballer.
We could have just been a footballer then.
Were you?
Yeah, he was a goalkeeper, in fact, for Stoke. Slash Derby.
Okay, we're approaching the end now. You're into your final five.
Where's Duncan Biscuit? £2 million a week.
Okay, £300,000, Jack Grealish. Next, Kai Havertz.
Chelsea, big money. Could it possibly be more?
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah. Less.
Going less, you're right, £150,000 a week. Next up, Jesse Lingard of Nottingham Forest.
Well, there was big stories that he was getting 180 or something like that.
180,000? £200,000 a week.
No!
Okay, last three. Heung-min Son?
Less.
Correct, £192,000 a week. Bruno Fernandes, any more or less than Heung-min Son's £192,000 a week.
Again, it's United. Oh, think, stupid. Yeah. They will have given him a big contract because he played well. I'm going higher.
£240,000 a week.
God.
You ready to take your bundle?
sort of money they have in Manchester.
Yeah.
God.
Last one. Kalidou Koulibaly.
More. Why not? Let's end on a higher, yeah?
Higher.
Yeah, that's disappointing otherwise.
You're correct. Kalidou. Hey. £295,000 a week for Kalidou Koulibaly. Shit centre half. Guys, just divvy this up however you like. Your bundle of treats.
Some viewers don't like the sound of us eating, so I'm going to do it just to...
Yeah.
I think it's been a hot day.
It's been a hot day. It's been hot in my black bag. Formed a super curly whirly.
Nostalgia.
Yeah.
I've never actually bought a curly whirly.
Never.
But I've had them in like the packs.
I've stolen one.
Yeah.
I was all in there.
That and a Freddo. Well, in the box.
Big bag of Freddos.
It's now time for Put It To The Max. Put It To The Max. To The Max. Put It To The Max.
Na 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 na. Ree! FIFA! FIFA! Foom! I'm fuming! I had to read my son a bedtime story and I was shocked to my core. FIFA for fun. I smell the blood of an Englishman. You say my English blood stinks? You giant racist. Mad to think you can smell it with your fat schnoz up some golden goose's arsehole. Forget your golden harp strings. I'll twat your banjo string with a swift right hook. Now my son's crying, saying my blood's infected. What do I do?
So they've cut their penis.
I think so. On his son.
No, what? Threatening to do that.
Who?
Threatening to snap the banjo.
He's threatening.
From what I can tell, he's fuming. He's
making sexual threats.
That the giant in Jack and the Beanstalk says, "I can smell the blood of an Englishman."
Yeah.
Mm. And he feels like that's a racist thing to say.
And now so he's threatening the giant in the book.
Yeah. Now the kid's
son's crying,
right,
saying his blood's infected. Ah, right. It's not obvious. You've got to make these clear.
It's very obvious. Just read it properly, you know. Re-fi-fo-fum.
Oh, that's good, that.
Just, I think it just
nice
got confused.
Nice one, Tom.
Wow.
Someone has opened up to you and you've just smudged it.
That's one of our very few listeners that's written in.
And they're struggling.
They're struggling, man.
They're going through a hard time. Ryan, you work a lot with kids and stories.
Yeah.
You make up stories to them why they're staying with you. No, go on. What would you say to this young child who's taking it to heart?
I mean, don't take any of it personally.
There we go. That was.
Is it that easy?
Yeah.
Sometimes great stories to learn from. You know, at the end, there's a moral.
Yeah, exactly. Jack and the Beanstalk is a wonderful show. Story.
Jack and the Beanstalk. What's your favourite part of the story?
Probably the Giant's Castle, to be fair.
Right.
When we were in a school once, there was a power cut in the school, and where the usual projection screen was for the Giant, we couldn't do it, so I had to do it. Yeah. It was just me backstage going, free, five, four, five.
Your forehead poking out of the projection.
It's also my stand-up for 2 hours yesterday.
Is it?
It's not really.
Go on.
Go on, no, go on, man.
Go on.
It's that part of the show where it's kind of tailing off a little bit, and we could do with some...
I've already said them on the podcast. They're just...
You would have written it down.
Yeah, yeah.
You must have worked on one of them, and it's better now. It's been worked on.
I'm going to have some great curly swirlies.
But the thing is, I'm just putting it together.
I'm going to try one as well.
Oh, this looks good.
Yeah.
Please welcome to the stage, Ryan Love.
Hey, hello. So I don't want to brag, but I actually have an acting degree.
No, you don't.
Well, I'm not going to say comedy.
Why not?
Because it's a comedy show.
Exactly. So why wouldn't you say you've got a comedy degree?
Which, as you can imagine, landed me a pretty steady job in the catering and hospitality industry.
That was a funny burp, man.
Thank you and good night.
Sorry, I missed what you said then.
Did you see that being a pretty steady job? The degree?
As you can imagine, it landed me a pretty steady job.
Yeah?
Yeah.
In the catering and hospitality. 0 hours contract, no doubt.
Yeah. I work in hospitality.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying I've got an acting degree and now I've ended up in...
You said you've got an acting career?
Degree.
I thought you said you had a degree.
Yeah, I did. That's what
I said.
Yeah.
So what's your career in acting?
I work at Papa John's. Excuse me, Ryan Locke, I work at Papa John's. I'm in hospitality.
Yeah. Me too. Not at Papa John's, though.
No. Where do you work?
TGI Fridays.
What? You don't do this full time?
Not yet.
Yeah, what are you waiting for?
I was just...
Miracle.
I was just writing for fun. I was writing for fun. Anyway,
some decent jokes.
I wasn't doing it because I wanted to...
Who's fucking fun?
Why are you swearing so much, mate? Just...
Anxiety, mate.
Fuck me, that cock's fool.
Bring back Brilliant. Kevin Bridges. Why has he got a closing act? Why is it you? It's to make sure we leave. That's really good, Ryan.
Yeah, I love that.
Right, that stand-up yesterday.
Don't take it to heart, though, yeah? Don't take it to heart.
It's different when it's, you know...
You don't take it to heart.
It is funny, but I was just giving you a little heckle that you hadn't prepared for.
No, I like it.
And you would get that sort of thing.
If you guys are my toughest audience, everyone else is, nothing.
Well, I don't know if we're tough.
So to solve their issue...
Just get out there on stage and face your demons.
Yeah, discipline your children.
This parent is having issues with a child who's misunderstood the giant... Well, maybe they have understood the giant.
Yeah.
The giant's racist. Because he's above them all.
Yeah.
Maybe that's got to his head.
I think the parent sounds triggered, which is probably why the kid is upset.
Maybe the beanstalk represents society.
And we're all at the bottom of it.
Classes. Yeah. Wow, this is powerful. Yeah. Shit, my G.
Just read stories to your kid that you can handle. Don't burden your child with...
Make up a story.
Your own issues and anxieties and anger.
Maybe have Jack overcome the racism and giant out.
Just speak to the giant, be honest with him.
Yeah. If I was going to read a story about a bean and a stork, it'd be a lot sexier.
Oh, go on.
Especially if it was Jack.
Can we get an example of that, Ryan?
Ah, yes.
Go on, Ryan.
Yeah, sexy giant story.
You're about to crack wise.
Sexy giant story.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me. So one day, once upon a time, in a beautiful, sexy land.
Can I have some more description, please?
That had a full cock. And the giant decided, no, I'm not going to wait for people to come up the beanstalk and come to me. I'm going to go down to them.
And do what?
Fuck Jill. That's what he did.
That's fucking weird, man.
It's a weird story. I just heard it.
It's not. That wasn't sexy.
There was nothing sexy. There was nothing sexy about that.
Fucking hell. It's the
final question. If you could create a new TV show, what would you go for? A couple of ideas I've had that are really good. I would have the equivalent of Monday Night Football. I know you love it, Max. But basically, they have a big screen and they analyse every little detail. They slow things down, they play things up. I'd do that, but for, like people who lead the world. And instead of it just being swept under the carpet when they say these things, it's analysed. And they go, hold on, is that true? Is that true? Is that true? Is that? And they just all bullshitting us. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, that's
people
a good
have to
idea.
Be held accountable.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's do it.
Who would you want on the panel? Like,
oh, shit.
Just like your regular Joe or
just
like.
G-Nev.
G-Nev
doing his stuff. And maybe Roy Keane because he's a stern footballer and he's just angry. And then,
oh, you're having footballers and pundits, yeah, don't
you? Well, Gary Neville has stepped into politics in a sense, yeah, because he tweets things, and that means you're a politician in a way. My other one is a cooking show or something, but it's all like
analyzed.
No, not right, okay. It's all Muppets. It's just the idea of someone stuck below like the bench having to try and make a cake.
Actually, do you have to make these?
But yeah, you got to make them.
Yeah, of course.
That's good.
But as the Muppet, obviously the Muppets are funny. It's like you've got Hacker the Dog on TVBC cracking up, you know. He's really funny. Not as him. He's not having a mental breakdown when I say cracking up.
Oh, cracking eggs.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Yeah. Cracking something.
But do like a Sesame Street, but cooking.
Mm. Yeah, that's good. What about dating as puppets as well?
Oh, fuck off.
Weird.
Just making fun.
Put your hand up something else.
Just making them kiss.
To get to know people through the puppets.
Yeah. I've already done a show like that.
Are you playing both puppets?
No.
Do you want to get off with Big Bird?
Oh, nice.
Or the Nookie Monster.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or
Miss Piggy.
Kermit the.
Yeah.
There must be something that rhymes with frog.
Dog.
Is it just puppets or is it a mix of.
Kermit the Snog.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. The best we got. Miss Friggy.
Yeah.
Nice. Ooh. Yeah.
What TV shows would you guys make?
Great question.
I do you know, I watched it's a Netflix show, sort of like Love at First Sight or something. I don't know what it is. Basically, it's two people. They chat. They don't know what they look like.
Yeah.
And then they meet and they get married like instantly.
Yeah. God.
But the issue I have is that everyone in these dating shows, like Love Island, they're all like attractive people.
Well,
let's get a few munters in there. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. In fact, have them all as munters.
What would you call it? First sight,
Munter Island. Munter Island.
that is so much more inclusive, Max. So, God, yeah.
Just fucking
ahead of your time.
Dirty, shriveled people.
Yeah.
Just ugly, uggers.
So ugly and dirty.
Yeah.
I
just want to see the worst of the worst put on an island. And maybe they find love, maybe they, you know, fight, I don't know.
It's good.
I'd watch that. Premise.
Channel 5 is probably going to skip that up.
Yeah.
I'd like to see some sort of, like, news night or something, but with the writing on the panel. And he's never told what's going to be spoken about. He just has to try and improvise.
That'd be good. I'll watch that.
Yeah. What, sorry?
I don't even get an auto cue.
No, not when you're giving your opinion.
The great improviser tool, the auto cue. I love that. Whose line is it anyway? Everyone's got an auto cue.
You know, I'd give you an auto cue, but you don't get to see it until the show started live.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, that's what I thought.
I was like the idea of putting you out on the one of them stands. It's like, it says, change my mind. Just don't tell you what it is. Just put something outrageous.
Fuck's sake,
Tom.
Oh, mate. Chef. Fucking no idea. I don't really watch much TV. Don't know what I want.
Maybe
back to me.
Comedians doing time team.
So well, that'd be fun. You know that old experiment that they did at Stanford Prison with the inmates.
Yeah, that'd be good.
But that obviously it got canned, didn't it? Because it was awful. But like
that, but with munters.
Yeah, did that like with the dirtiest, most shriveled, hanging, stinky people. Just with like no prospects.
Ryan he's there with a fat cock.
Full cock.
Yeah, fat cock.
Fat and full.
Fat and full. Man.
So fat and so full. And you're a guard, man.
Yeah,
man.
Guardman.
Break that brick, man.
I'm a guard.
Yeah, you're a guard.
Oh, I see.
I don't think Ryan knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, no. Not entirely. Look at my garden.
Prisoners, man. Celebrity prisoners. Dirty, horrible, shriveled celebrity prisoners. The worst kind of celebrities.
With my fat cock.
Yeah. Ready to burst. But you won't let it.
Yeah, man.
Prisoners on the weakest link.
Carrying on with the prisoner theme.
Yeah, I like that idea.
But get your own back, but they go into like a...
It's a heinous crime.
Boiling hot water.
Acid.
Yeah, a bit.
That would be good with prisoners.
Death row, but they're rowing a boat.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
And they have to row quick, and it's like...
Yeah.
The edge of a cliff or something.
That's good.
A waterfall.
Yeah.
That's really good. Channel 5. Mm. I think Death Row is a better title than Last Boat Surviving.
Oh, that could be the motto, though. Death Row, Last Boat Surviving.
Shut up, Ryan. reminds you of them with a bunch of puppets in his boat.
Yeah.
Fuck!
They're making out with each other.
Is that the fat cop? Good idea.
Yeah, I'd watch it.
Yeah, you get death row like inmates to kind of critique their final meals.
Final
and then send them to the chair.
It's regardless. Celebrities cooking.
Yeah, as the credits come down.
That's nice.
Oh, he loved his macaroni cheese.
It's a thumbs up from me.
Maybe the person who cooks his favourite meal gets to pull the lever.
I want it to be you, Anthony Worrell Thompson.
Yeah.
He'd do that as well.
Yeah. He would, yeah.
Or like, yeah, maybe a few chefs cook a few different meals, and the winner gets to push the button.
Like Come Dine With Me.
Just like Come Dine With Me. just like that. Basically ripped off Come Dine With Me.
Yes, Come Dine With Me.
Come Dine With, that's amazing.
Yeah. As good as Last Boat Surviving. That's clever, man.
Yeah, that's true.
Catchy. Anyway. It's now time for us to end the poddy.
I'll
be joined by Ryan Locke.
Ryan!
I mean, that's the way we chant your name at the start, but then after 2 hours of your shit. Tom Looney.
Hey. Looney.
He came late, but he came hard.
Nice.
He did, yeah. Foul cop.
Old, eh? And Max Smith.
Smithy.
What the fuck was that, man? Oh, we forgot about Washy Washy.
No, we haven't. We haven't. Washy Washy.
Obviously,
Washy Washy cock.
Stay safe, stay humble. Keep it washy.